I've been a Christian for about 30 years, and I still sin, and that's frustrating. I want to live a life that is righteous, that is obeying God, that is loving other people, but I fail. And I've been thinking about why that is. I was praying the other day and just thinking, God, why don't you make it easier for me to obey you all the time? Like, how come when we become Christians, we don't just automatically stop sinning and obey you perfectly all the time? And I think it's partly because God lets us keep our free will as human beings, even after we decide to follow him. I think that if my husband were obligated to love me all the time and he had no choice in the matter like a robot, I don't think that his expressions of love would mean a lot to me. He committed to love me when we got married, but if he just had no choice after that, I don't think it would mean a lot. The fact that he can choose not to be loving makes it mean so much more that he chooses to be loving to me. And I think maybe God feels the same way. It pleases God's heart when we choose to be loving to God. So we still have the free will to choose not to live by the Spirit, even after we've decided to follow Jesus. Every person has three parts to their being: the physical body, the mind, the will, the emotions, and then the spirit. And when we decide to follow Jesus, that spiritual part of us is reborn, and we're made into a new creation. We get a new spiritual identity, like taking on a new identity in marriage. I took on my husband's name. I took on a new identity as part of a couple. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, "This means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone, and a new life has begun." So the Spirit of God makes a permanent residence in us when we commit to following God. The Spirit sets us free from our former slavery to our old nature and helps us live as new creations, but we retain access to that old nature. And we've built up sometimes a lifetime of habits of following our sinful nature and following our flesh. And so it takes a lot of practice of living by the Spirit to consistently choose to follow God and to obey God. I decided that I believed in Jesus when I was 4 years old. My parents are both Christians, so they taught me about Jesus, and they helped me to be a learner with Jesus as my teacher. And I was taught by other Christian leaders in the churches that I was in, and I was taught by other Christian adults and by my Christian friends. And so I've grown as a Christian all of my life. When I was 18, I decided one night at youth group that I was an adult, and I wanted to reaffirm that decision I had made as a child. I hadn't walked away from God. It wasn't a coming back. It was just saying, it's important to me to affirm that I independently choose to believe in Jesus. These aren't just my parents' beliefs that I've been carrying through my life, but I know whom I have believed, and I want to spend the rest of my life getting to know Jesus better and following him more faithfully. So my experience as a Christian has not been a drastic before and after Jesus conversion story, because I was able to just grow up knowing him and knowing about him and following him. But there's still a huge difference in my life, and I can tell when I'm following my old sinful nature and putting myself back in slavery to sin versus when I'm following my new nature and living by the Spirit. So those two natures are still apparent in my life and are still at war. Galatians 5. If you want to open your Bibles or your Bible apps to Galatians 5, we're going to go through that whole chapter. So Galatians 5:16 says, "Let the Holy Spirit guide your lives. Then you won't be doing what your sinful nature craves. The sinful nature wants to do evil, which is the opposite of what the Spirit wants. And the Spirit gives us desires that are the opposite of what the sinful nature desires. These two forces are constantly fighting each other, so you're not free to carry out your good intentions." So we can choose each day to live by the Spirit or not. We can even choose moment to moment to live by the Spirit or to live by our flesh. And with practice, we get used to relying on the Holy Spirit, and it gets easier to build those habits of living a faithful life. Romans all of 6 and 8 talk all about this battle. Romans 8:2 says, "Because you belong to Jesus, the power of the life-giving Spirit has freed you from the power of sin that leads to death." So we're not slaves to sin and death. We're free from that. Galatians 5:24 says, those who belong to Christ Jesus have nailed the passions and desires of their sinful nature to his cross and crucified them there. That's incredibly strong language. We are dead to sin. Since we're living by the Spirit, let us follow the Spirit's leading in every part of our lives. But we still have access to that old nature. We can revert to living by the flesh. Looking back on my life so far, I can see times when I wasn't walking as an actively growing disciple, when I wasn't prioritizing that spiritual side of me. And I never lost my salvation or my relationship with God, but I definitely limited my intimacy with God when I was choosing not to actively grow and actively be a disciple. Sometimes I've chosen to live without putting Jesus on the throne of my life as the King and as the Lord, as the one making decisions, and I've relied on my own power and I've focused on my own selfish goals and have made choices in my own flesh, in my own strength, instead of relying on the Holy Spirit. And it's been for various reasons, sometimes distracted by work and other interests or pursuits, or not being disciplined, not taking growth steps. You know, our physical bodies will wither if we don't give our bodies the proper nutrition and water and food and exercise that they need. And our spirits are the same way. When we aren't nourishing ourselves with God's word, and when we're not relying on the living water of Jesus, and when we're not working out the spiritual disciplines like exercise, we're not working out prayer and fasting and service. When we're not living those things out, our spirits can wither, just like our bodies do. Sometimes it was because of unhealed hurts, sometimes related to church stuff. When you get hurt by people in the church, sometimes that affects your concept of God. But it's going to happen, and it has to be a process of forgiving people and letting the Holy Spirit come and comfort us, and not letting our hurts in our relationships in the church distance us from God. Sometimes it was not wanting to give up sinful choices I was making and not realizing that the Holy Spirit could give me mastery over sin. So what does that sinful nature look like? Galatians 5:19 says, when you follow the desires of your sinful nature, the results are very clear. Sexual immorality, impurity, lustful pleasures, idolatry, sorcery, hostility, quarreling, jealousy, outbursts of anger, selfish ambition, dissension, division, envy, drunkenness, wild parties, and other sins like these. Let me tell you again, as I have before, that anyone living that sort of life will not inherit the kingdom of God. I've definitely chosen to do those things at various points. Maybe not the wild parties. Like, my idea of an exciting Friday night is sitting on the couch with ice cream and my cats, like watching a movie. Like, wild parties is maybe not a temptation for me, but all the other ones, yeah. Idolatry, choosing to put other things in the place of God. Lustful pleasures, division, quarreling, jealousy, all of those things. I can choose to live by the flesh when I'm acting in those ways. What does it look like when we're living by the Spirit? It looks completely different. But the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. So think of the sins that you committed yesterday, or the sins you committed this morning. I can think of yelling at my kids this morning, be quiet and leave me alone. I'm trying to print my sermon notes about loving people. And then I kind of thought, okay, yeah, well, that's ironic. I just totally missed the point right there, didn't I? Sorry for yelling. It's okay. I love you. Those sins that we habitually commit, for me, it's definitely angry outbursts a lot of the time. Those sins don't have power over us anymore. We don't have to obey the temptations and the desires that we feel. We will still be tempted. We will still have evil desires. But sin doesn't have mastery over us anymore. We don't have to obey that. We are free to obey God instead. So what's the point of that freedom? Is it for ourselves? Since God gives us grace, are we free to do whatever we like? Paul talks about that in Romans 6. He says, well then, should we keep on sinning so that God can show us more and more of his wonderful grace? Of course not, or may it never be. Didn't you realize that you become the slave of whatever you choose to obey? You can be a slave to sin, which leads to death, or you can choose to obey God, which leads to righteous living. You're free from your slavery to sin, and instead you've become slaves to righteous living. You can choose to obey God. Romans 8:5 says, those who are dominated by the sinful nature think about sinful things, but those who are controlled by the Holy Spirit think about things that please the Spirit. So letting your sinful nature control your mind leads to death, but letting the Spirit control your mind leads to life and to peace. You are not controlled by your sinful nature. You are controlled by the Spirit if you have the Spirit of God living in you. Therefore, dear brothers and sisters, you have no obligation to do what your sinful nature urges you to do. For if you live by its dictates, you will die. But if through the power of the Spirit you put to death the deeds of your sinful nature, you will live. Galatians 5:13, this is the point of our freedom. Our freedom is not for us to be selfish with. Galatians 5:13 says, you have been called to live in freedom, my brothers and sisters. Don't use your freedom to satisfy your sinful nature. Instead, use your freedom to serve one another in love. So our fleshly nature is selfish. When we're living by the flesh, we're focused on our own selfish ambitions. We're focused on what makes us feel good. We're focused on what we want to do. We're at odds with other people. It's living for ourselves. But the spirit nature is oriented toward other people. It's loving and caring for each other. So when we're being selfless, we know that we're living by the Spirit. This concept of our old and our new natures and how we can choose to live by the Spirit is actually lesson number 4 in the discipleship program that we're starting this fall. I have really loved working on the curriculum for that and going back into these basics. What does it really mean to be a follower of Jesus? What does it mean to be a disciple, a learner who makes Jesus my teacher? It's been exciting for me. I'm amazed all over again at the changes that God made in my life when I decided to follow Jesus. So maybe you've been a Christian for a long time, or maybe you're a brand new believer, or maybe you've been a Christian for a while, but you've never really learned how to grow and how to feed yourself spiritually. Wherever you are on your discipleship journey, I think that you would find one of these discipleship groups to be an excellent step of growth. They're going to be small groups, 2 to 4 people, and we're going to go through all the basics of Christian faith and how to grow and how to live as a Christian. And there will be accountability and friendship and relationship and all of us spurring each other on to love and good deeds. Those will be running from September to January. So our church is reading Luke and Acts together right now, and I would encourage you to continue with that reading and that studying. If you have time this week, you might consider also reading Galatians 5 and Romans 6 through 8 and celebrating your freedom to obey God, that freedom from your sinful nature, and that freedom to serve each other in love. So to summarize, our old sin nature and our new spirit nature are constantly at war in us. We've been set free from sin and death, and only by the power of the Spirit we can live to please God. We're called to use our freedom to serve others in love. So ask yourself this week, am I choosing each moment to live by the Spirit, or am I choosing to live by the flesh? Am I choosing to be an active, growing disciple and follower of Jesus, or am I choosing to please myself and to do the things that I want to do? So I challenge you to think about those things this week, and not to feel discouraged when you still sin. Because those natures will always be at war in you until we're finally in eternity with Jesus. But you can, by the power of the Holy Spirit, live a life that pleases God.